Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Moving to block rail strike.
There is a recognition of the real problem that's out there.
Dangerous forecast.
Very high confidence of a tornado there in the Mississippi Delta.
World Cup, U.S. versus Iran.
This is soccer, and we're coming back. We're winning, and we're advancing to the next round.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New strain on the global supply chain because of unrest in China and the threat of a rail strike here in the U.S. As CBS's Weijia Jiang reports, President Biden wants Congress to step in.
Congress could push back the strike deadline, extend the negotiating period, force the two sides to use an arbitrator or enact legislation to adopt an agreement. Mark Zandi is the chief economist of Moody's Analytics.
Over one-fourth of all of the goods are transported by rail. That'll add to shortages, threaten to make worse the inflationary problems that we now face.
And protests in China have raised global economic concerns and helped trigger yesterday's Wall Street sell-off. Universities in China are sending students home as pandemic restrictions are tightened even further. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We continue to stand up and support the right of peaceful protest. And I think we're going to watch this closely and we'll see where things go.
There could be travel disruptions caused by the weather today. There's a band of snow from Denver on up to Minneapolis, and there's a tornado threat in parts of the South. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
The area that is under the threat includes eastern sections of Texas, as well as the lower Mississippi River Valley. It goes right on through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, extends on up into Tennessee and Arkansas.
Now to Hawaii's Big Island and the latest on the eruption at Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano.
The scientist in charge at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says there's no telling what may come next.
We don't want to try and second guess the volcano. We have to let it actually show us what it's going to do, and then we inform people of what is happening ASAP.
Scientists say it could take weeks or months for the lava to reach residents if the volcano continues to erupt, and local officials are urging people to stay calm and have a plan in place in case of an emergency. Stephanie Lum, CBS News, Honolulu.
At the World Cup, political tensions are the backdrop as the U.S. plays Iran later today. The Americans need a win to advance to the next round. American fans are out in force.
I'm hoping for a 3-1 win. 3-1 win, U.S. We go to the second round. Love it.
I'm a little worried because Iran doesn't have to win. They can make it really, really difficult for us.
We're coming back heavy, hard on Iran. We're winning and we're advancing to the next round. That's what's happening.
A former Virginia law enforcement officer is dead. He was the suspect in a triple homicide in California. The three were family members of a teenager he allegedly duped and groomed online. Riverside police officer Ryan Railsback says the 28-year-old man was killed by authorities after he allegedly kidnapped the girl and set a house fire.
He developed a relationship with her. There might have been an exchange of texts, maybe phone calls.
Cybersecurity expert Clayton Cranford.
Online catfishing is very common. Children do not understand how dangerous it can be to talk to a stranger online.
Police say the teenager was not hurt and is now in protective custody. On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Vicki Barker has the latest information on something a lot of us like but might be better off without. Salt.
Researchers from Tulane University found people who never or rarely put salt on meals had a 23% lower risk of cardiovascular disease than those who always did. Even people who said they usually or only sometimes cut back showed a reduced risk.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has joined a growing list of Republicans who've criticized former President Trump for a recent dinner at Mar-a-Lago.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize.
Pence spoke to News Nation. Trump has said he didn't know who Nick Fuentes was before their sit-down that also included Kanye West. The Senate is due to vote today on a bill that protects same-sex and interracial marriages. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer oversaw a test vote in which a dozen Republicans backed the bill.
Millions of Americans deserve equal justice under the law and peace of mind knowing their right to marry the person they love is protected.
Virginia Congressman Donald McEachin has died at 61 just weeks after being reelected to a fourth term. His office says the Democrat had fought a nearly decade-long battle with colorectal cancer. Five police officers in New Haven, Connecticut, faced charges for not securing a suspect, Randy Cox, in the back of a transport van and for how he was treated after suffering injuries that left him partially paralyzed. Police Chief Carl Jacobson.
You can make mistakes, but you can't treat people poorly, period. You cannot treat people the way Mr. Cox was treated.
It's thought retailers rang up about $11 billion in Cyber Monday sales. Vivek Pandya of Adobe Analytics.
The discounts have been very strong, and they've enticed consumers to spend with different retailers online. That's really exciting for retailers to see, given the concerns going into the season.
Australia's government will lobby against the UN adding the Great Barrier Reef to a list of endangered World Heritage Sites. The UN says it's in peril because of a lack of action on climate change. Anna Marsden, managing director of the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, disagrees.
To put a label on it, to declare that it's in danger right now, in my opinion, is a little bit premature. She's definitely not on her last legs in any case. There's a lot we can do. There's a lot we are doing.
Will Smith is promoting his first major movie since the slap at the Oscars, and he started to make the late-night TV rounds.
Oh, wow!
Will Smith sat down with Trevor Noah on The Daily Show to talk about the night he slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Academy Awards.
It was a lot of things. It was the little boy that watched his father beat up his mother. All of that just bubbled up in that moment.
The actor says that doesn't make it right, and he's learned a lesson.
I took my heart and made it hard for other people. You know, right. It's like I understood the idea where they say hurt people, hurt people.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fishing fun got a little scary in the great outdoors.
A bunch of people decided to go onto Upper Red Lake in Minnesota for some ice fishing, but a large number of them became trapped when an ice chunk broke free and drifted some 30 yards away from shore. Fishing guide Shane Youngbauer.
Wind shifted and blew it apart. It's, you know, Mother Nature.
Police used drones and found a narrow spot of open water where a temporary bridge was set up. An emergency alert was sent out to all cell phones in case there were anglers who didn't know that they were floating in open water. Approximately 200 people were rescued. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For the first time, a top government official in Qatar has put the number of worker deaths for the World Cup between 400 and 500. Up till now, the government has downplayed the number of deaths of migrant workers who built 8 new soccer stadiums in blistering triple-digit heat. Human rights groups have complained about the deaths and worker mistreatment. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.